share in the secret.
It was the Blair House Blues when the Democrats and the Republicans, at least some of them, the chosen ones, senators and congressfolks and administration peeps running around, at times going off on each other, at other times looking quite bored, probably like some of the people that were looking in on C-SPAN. It lasted 6 hours, but what was accomplished at this health care summit, as it has been dubbed? I think the only thing that was accomplished is that the disagreements were highlighted. There was a little bit of grandstanding. People who were perhaps running might have made their case today for their constituents if they were paying attention, whether they were a Democrat or a Republican, I guess. Mostly Democrats, though. And in this case, I think you tried the bipartisan deal under the microscope at the Blair House, but nothing is different. Nothing has changed. I do think the Democrats leave considering reconciliation. So that shortcut would allow a health care reform, insurance reform, whatever you want to call it, a bill to pass with 51 votes. So it may be jammed down our throats whether we like it or not. And that's where we start here at the crossroads of all of that kind of stuff on America Tonight. Coming up at the tail end of this hour, we do have We Can Count. We'll go into what happened at the Olympics. Also, the repercussions of the killer whale incident in Orlando at SeaWorld. Everybody's buzzing around about that, whether killer whales should even be in captivity, and some of the strange things that happen with animals or mammals or whatever when you have them in situations that aren't normal. It goes to the whole training thing and whatnot, but we'll jump to that at the tail end, and odds and ends before we skedaddle in this jam-packed hour. But first, as I said, everything was focused on Blair House. And would anything come out of this? The ins and outs of how this process will work with the reconciliation is, I think, what really was being discussed behind the scenes when everybody was in one spot. I think their aides, the Democratic aides, were working on, geez, what can we do when this all blows up? Here's what Senator John Barrasso had to say about the summit.
I want to sign on to something that puts patients in charge, that gives people an opportunity to buy insurance across state lines, something that rewards individuals with for their behavior, that helps them stay healthy, get their cholesterol under control. The president gave us 11 pages on his website. I want to see the bill. Even the Congressional Budget Office said they can't put a score to it. 25 years I've practiced medicine in Wyoming. 25 years I've taken care of Wyoming families as a doctor. We need health care reform. This major takeover of health care in the country doesn't do it. You can't add 15 million people onto the Medicaid rolls when half of the doctors in the country won't even see that. Oh, I think it started on the right foot a week and a half ago when the president proposed it. What I'm telling you is I was surprised to see that last Thursday, and Republicans and Democrats alike were surprised when all of a sudden he said, well, I'm going to have a proposal out. And then the day before the meeting, Harry Reid says, hey, tough, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to ram it through the Senate regardless of whether the Republicans have ideas or not. That's not a way to go in good faith, to come with our best ideas, to talk about ways to help people across the country who are so concerned about the cost of care. Well, I'm hoping that we get to the best of what both parties have to offer, and you have to do that in an incremental way. If the president comes in and says, this is it, and Harry Reid says, tough, take it or leave it, then no. But if the president is sincere and wants this bipartisanship, I'm going to show up with a number of ideas and things that we can do to get the cost under control, and by helping get the cost down, that will allow more people to get covered.
All right, I like what he said there. To me, it's always been about that. And specifically what Barrasso pointed out, getting the cost under control, but also the fact that, okay, the president comes up with these pages of his version of health care, but ultimately the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, you know, and their guesstimates, they can't even have a guesstimate on this one. a gazillion dollars. Let's work our way backwards from a gazillion and see where we end up. And the problem is, I mean, all joking aside, we're talking about something that affects every single one of us. I don't care if you're in great shape, you're in not such great shape, you have great health care coverage, you can barely afford health care coverage. It affects all of us. And I truly don't believe we're going to have any kind of bipartisan action here. It's up to the Democrats now if they're going to pull the trigger on what I was just talking about, reconciliation. And I think behind the scenes, that's what's been deployed here. The Thursday summit was a public relations move. And jumping in front of the cameras, playing to the cameras, knowing, I mean, you know, you're there. It is a PR, somebody told me today, look, it's just a big PR stunt. If you were one of the public relations people behind the scenes pulling the strings, what would you suggest? And I suppose if there was the clamor for bipartisanship and for transparency, it's the perfect theater to do that. There were some heated exchanges, and actually there were some in-depth at moments policy discussions, you could say, to be fair, about this situation, but there was no sway like the tall oak trees that no matter what hurricane winds blow through, neither side was swayed, I believe, finding very little common ground. A few things, a few obvious things that we've talked about before, but overall, no. I don't think anything different comes out of the summit. This is from somebody who watched the whole thing. I thought the most interesting moment, or one of them anyway, that's when I stopped snoring and woke up. At one moment during the meeting in Washington, Senator John McCain, who's in a heated battle, by the way, to keep his seat, slammed all those special deals that were put into the Senate health bill, saying they should be removed so the American people will know that geography doesn't dictate what kind of health care they receive. And immediately the president shot back at him and said, let me make this point, John, because we're not campaigning anymore. The election is over. McCain then went back and said, I'm reminded of that every day, which was actually a chuckling moment when he said that. But I believe that McCain had a point. He wasn't the only one who said that. Several others said that as well. Senator Lamar Alexander said that too, that all the things that were stuffed in this enchilada was just ridiculous. And it is about geography because it is the game playing of getting people to vote a certain way. We'll give you this in Nebraska, in Louisiana, in Florida, in wherever, so that you'll be on board. And that's what happened. I mean, that's what we saw happen. And when all is said and done, and this was interesting, a couple of the other more dramatic things that happened included an exchange where Obama called out the House Minority Whip Eric Cantor for bringing what he called props to the summit. Cantor had a giant stack of papers and the legislation in front of him, I guess making the point that all of us have made. Who's reading this whole thing? It's like War and Peace times 500. You couldn't possibly get through it. And we know, you've called this show, you know how I feel. We're upset at what's going on in Congress and the lack of any kind of a compromise in the first place. Hang with us. Your thoughts next.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Rather, corporation survey that was released on Wednesday. I think I talked about this on the show briefly. 2/3 of the people polled think that the Republicans in Congress are not doing enough to cooperate with Obama. Do you agree or disagree with that? The party of no. That's right. We're the party of no. Somebody said that on one of the shows. I can't even remember who it was, and then Arnold Schwarzenegger was asked about being the party of no and how he felt about that. The bottom line is it doesn't look like there's any compromise on any of the things that were discussed in this 6 hours. And, of course, because nothing is different, nothing was thrown out there that was radically different as to what the Republicans were hanging their hat on or what the Democrats were hanging their hat on. And so it has been described as a stunt or an exercise in debate. Your thoughts, 800-259-5791. And ultimately, it's the question we've asked before. You have a stake in this, my friends, every single one of you. If you got big-time pockets lined with gold, bravo, but you're affected as well. If you have no money, you're certainly affected. If you are approaching the time and you're retiring, you're affected. If you're at the point where you're in your early 20s and you're kind of just starting out, you're affected. So bottom line is, across the board, all of you are in this. We're all in this together. So you have a stake in it. What do you think ultimately should happen with this thing? I say punt, re-rack it, put some hard dates on it, hard timelines, and come up with something different, because none of what's out there is going to resonate. It's going to work. The Democrats do have the chance for reconciliation. If they have enough, they can do that. But I think it could be disastrous. The blowback would be unbelievable. And the bottom line is, it all comes down to the cost. The premiums, the doctors, the pre-existing conditions, everything comes back to money. Don't I always say, follow the money? So follow the money. Don in Wyoming, you get the first crack at it this hour on ATN. Hello.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
Hey, I guess it's time to do away with Title IX. How in the world can our girls choke to the Canadians?
I don't know. They lost 2-0, too. I mean, come on. I agree with you.
Out with Title IX. No more chick sports in America, I'm telling you.
Ban the broads from the hockey rinks.
Well, you know, the point is that, you know, this is getting nervous. I'm getting a little nervous now because, you know, Sam and Al are going to hold it honest because the Canadians, I think they just moved ahead of us in gold medals, didn't they? Even though they won't beat us in the overall medal count, I don't think they can catch us, but they might end up with more gold medals, especially if our men choke. So
you're right, because we've got 32 and we have 8 golds. Right. The Canadians can't. I don't think they can better us in medals, but in gold they could do that. So, I mean, you know, when it's all said and done, because we only have a couple days left in the Olympics. So you're right.
Hey, the Finland hockey team, they call us people from Finland Finns?
Uh-huh.
Is that what they call them? I just heard that. I was like, are they all Dolphin fans, do you know?
Ba-dum-bum. Right. Bad attempt. Bad. Where's the crickets? But I get what you mean.
Okay. Anyway, you know, the Finns, but hey, listen, by the way, before I forget, you heard what happened with Hummer, yeah?
Say that again?
You heard what happened with Hummer?
Yeah, Hummer's done. The Chinese said forget about it.
Yeah, the government axed it. I guess maybe that's a little bit of throwback for the Dalai Lama coming to Washington and selling arms to Taiwan. Maybe it's a little bit of a, you know, throwback action. You know, the one thing that's tripping me out, okay, with this Olympics is, boy, you know, Vancouver, I mean, I'm seeing pictures, beautiful city, all those trees and,
yeah,
you know, the blue water, and it's just beautiful up there, you know, but holy cow, I mean, first the guy dies on the luge, and the Georgian luger, or whatever you call mm-hmm. them, luger lugers,
uh-huh.
And then this Giovanni, cute girl, by the way, I'm telling you what, if they got a few of them up there, I might have to move up there with Al and Sam, anyway, though, you know, her mom passes away from a heart attack, and then, of course, yesterday they found Walter Koenig's kid, you know, son, you know, dead in the park, and, you
yeah,
know,
no,
we'll check off from,
no,
you know, and that's just,
it's like bad luck. Joni Frechette, by the way, a beautiful girl, sad what happened to her mother. The luger you were talking about from Georgia, that other disenfranchised part of Russia, we'll call it, Nodar Kumatashvili was his name. That was sad. And then you're right, it was Boner who they found dead, and his father said he had problems with depression, but I don't know that they were thinking they were going to find him dead. They were hoping that they were going to you know, find him somewhere, and that's, you're right, holy cow. And beautiful terrain, though, when you see those spots. You know, you know the promos they're showing with the celebrities like Ryan Reynolds and Kim Cattrall and Michael J. Fox? Boy, it does make you want to go there, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, and then, of course, you know, they haven't had, you know, they were short on snow, and, you know, and then there's been the fog, and it's just like, you know, I mean, I don't want to, you know, it's just been a weird thing. I think the Olympics is going okay, and you know, but it's just there's a lot of things that are just kind of weird that have been happening that you just normally wouldn't see at a regular Winter Olympics, you know. And anyway, though, by the way, okay, I got to give you a good one here. Maybe this won't get a cricket, but
okay.
Hey, in fact, I don't want to get you in trouble with the SEC, but you know, my little saying the other day from Full Metal Jacket, you know, inside of every liberal is a communist trying to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was thinking, you know, inside every Muslim deep down maybe is a jihadist trying to get out. I told that to a friend of mine, he smart backed him. He says, well, what the heck's inside of a Republican? And I said, well, that's easy. That's just greedy SOB trying to get out. So.
Oh, man. You got the rim shot because it's all up to Donovan, so he gave you props for that one.
You know, just pretty capitalist, that's all. So, you know?
Anyway,
I'll go check out the Bruce movie this weekend, let you know how it is. So, you know, I don't miss a Bruce movie, so.
Yeah, no kidding. I haven't heard much about it. What do you think? You think it's going to be good?
It's comedy, and he's been in a couple movies that have been kind of funny, you know, but, I mean, he's not a comedic actor, you know, he's pretty much just Mr. Action, but, you know, hey, I got a game, I don't know if I've ever told you, I was thinking maybe you could start playing Gate for fun when you're doing the movie segment or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's this thing in Hollywood, I don't know if a lot of people know about it, but actors, especially the ones that have been there a long time, they play this game as how many movies they can hold out before they buy the farm, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so it'd be kind of fun to pull up actors' names and, you know, say, okay, tell us what movie they bought it in first. You know, you'd probably have to do a little bit of research. I know quite a bit of them, but, you know, for example, what movie did Clint Eastwood die in the first time? You know, they made a lot of movies and then they finally die somewhere along the line, you know. I mean, Bruce Willis, all of them, all the big famous actors, most of them all have bought it in a movie somewhere, and it'd be interesting to see, you know, the movie trivia game.
All right, I like that. Okay, we will take that under advisement. I like that. When did they buy it in the movies? Actually, there is a thing to that, because you mentioned some big names, and there was sort of a thing where they never died, like Sylvester Stallone, through all the Rocky things and the Rambo deals and all that, or Meryl Streep. They do all die, though, eventually. All died, and it's just a question of knowing what that movie is. That's a good one. I think we may use that.
Hey, you know, how about Steven Seagal? Can you guess that one?
Steven Seagal.
Thinks, oh, man, he's the macho dude. You know, he chops you in about 3 seconds, right?
Yeah, I know who Steven Seagal is, but I don't know what movie he bought it in.
Yeah? So,
tell me what movie.
Executive Decision. He's in the middle of the...
Oh, yes.
He gets sucked right out of there.
You know what? I like that movie, though. I like that movie. It's a weird one, but I liked it.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Okay.
But anyway, you'll have to... I'm not going to tell you the one to Clint Eastwood, though. You're going to have to dig deep on that one. So that's,
all right. Clint Eastwood.
He has died in a movie before, though, so.
All right. Nobody tell us.
Maybe
I know what he did. He died in Gran Torino. He died in that movie. Come on. You have to dig that deep for that.
See, that's the thing. He died before that.
He died before it. All right. Thanks, Don. We'll take some more calls on the flip side. 800-259-5791.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Walks further down the street, the pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the side of the beat.
All right, so there was a big bit of interest in the so-called health care summit at Blair House, Republicans and some of the Democrats getting together for 6 hours with stiff, grim looks on their faces and stiff chairs. But what was really accomplished when it was all said and done? I think behind the scenes, the Democrats were putting up a big public relations show. I mean, everybody in the room pretty much was. It was a show. And ushering this out, there is the chance of reconciliation should they decide to go in that direction. And from my sources, what I hear is there has been a lot of chatter. I mean, serious chatter about it, not just rumors, not just mainstream media speculating about it, that there have been some serious conversations about it. How many people watched? I mean, I watched, and it was a snore fest at times. It was explosive at other times, but it was... In the beginning, it was kind of interesting, I have to say that. Apparently, almost 4 million people streamed this summit. We call it the summit. They call it the summit webcast. So how about that? That's more than listen to the State of the Union address. So will there be some action? Will it be tabled? A lot of the Republicans suggesting, let's punt this sucker because it's loaded with special interests, and realizing that 17 percent of our economy can be attributed to what's going on with health care. Let's get real serious about this thing, and I just don't see a compromise in this, my friends, whatsoever. You might want to throw in your 2 cents on this or other things, 800-259-5791. I will tell you, because I've gotten a bunch of emails on this, the Canadians kicked our butts on the ice as far as the women are concerned, 2-0. It was a shutout, so the Canadians win gold once again, and this is the women, not the men. We are tied in gold medals at 8 apiece, so tied, 8 apiece. The Americans have more medals in 32, so they exceeded what I thought my prediction was going to be, 30. But just for a little break here, there was some exciting competition, I guess, but it didn't seem like much competition. The Kentucky Wildcats knocked off South Carolina 82-61. Woo! How about them Wildcats? 27-1 for all of my listeners in Kentucky. I have adopted this team. I already had a UK sweatshirt, but I am singing it. I don't know. 12-1 in the SEC. Can they take it all the way? Nail the score. We'll be back. Yeah. Actually, take a few highlights from this baby. So who better to introduce now than Stu in the great state of Kentucky? Hey, Stu.
Gamecocks got rocked, didn't they?
Oh, they did get rocked. I thought, to be honest, I thought it was going to be a little bit closer than that. But, you know, that's payback for the first time around.
That's right. I mean, we redeemed ourselves. They beat us in 20. We're 28-1 now. We played UT Saturday at noon.
Mm.
And Magic Johnson even made his way to Rupp Arena tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And Magic Johnson had to sit down with the boys and said that they're one of the best college team defensive teams he has seen in years. And said that Cousins reminded him a lot of himself when he was playing college ball. So,
you know, it's funny.
Magic Johnson compares himself to you.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. DeMarcus Cousins, I like this kid. He was out on the floor the whole time, too. Like, almost the whole entire game, I think he was out there. He scored. He was in doubles. He was like, he had 19 points or something like that and had a bunch of boards. He's fun to watch.
18 years old or 19.
Yeah.
He's a freshman. And there's been a lot of news that he may go, you know, NBA's been talking to him and he may leave next year. And I hope he don't. I hope he finishes three more years. Stays with us, but you know they got UT's not nothing to laugh at. I mean,
no,
you know, and they're only getting 36 hours off versus UT hadn't played since Tuesday, so we'll see how they kind of go on this. But I was pretty pumped up by it. I was pretty excited. I listened on the radio. I'm like, you know, a reconciliation. Now we have a friend that works for a senator, and they said the same thing. The Democrats really can try to push this reconciliation through. And the Republicans' point is simple. Look, when you had the majority of the votes, you had no problem going with 60-40 split.
Right.
Now you're short one. You may be short one vote. No guarantee, but you may be short one vote. And now all of a sudden you want this reconciliation, so you know you're guaranteed this thing. And I watched today. I thought all of them had pretty good, you know, pretty decent arguments. John Boehner is just, he's a brilliant man. I think he's just, he nailed it on the head, you know. 30
years
mm-hmm. since Roe v. Wade, and taxpayers have never paid for an abortion, and now they're shoving this abortion, you know, they want to put it in there where taxpayers pay for it. I don't believe in abortion, but that's my own political right. You may have a different thought, and everybody's, you know, that's a great part about being America, but I don't think it's my place to pay for somebody's abortion when they could have spent a dollar and saved it.
Yeah, interesting point. But, you know, that's why people say, and it sounds so crazy because of the raging teenage hormones and whatever, the abstinence, or just better sex ed, or go and get birth control.
Well, you know, it's not just that. I give you a good example because I was reading the paper. Last October, we had a 22-year-old girl here in town punched her 23-month-old son in the back, caused a terminal injury. The boy died. She was on the front page of the paper the other day, and I'm reading it, and this bimbo, 22 years old, kills her son in October, 23-month-old son. Her and the father both just moved here from Michigan to get a quote-unquote fresh start. Had 2 children in Michigan, her and the same man. that was taken from them for child abuse and put up for adoption in the state of Michigan. So, you know, people like that, I don't even know if they used to be a quarter. I take it they're a dollar now. But, you know, I don't think that'll work. I think they need, a lot of these people, they just need to twist the tubes. It's not raging hormones of teenagers. It's just people that are irresponsible and doesn't care to populate the world because they don't plan on taking care of them, or they just figure, oh, we'll just go get it done and over with, you know, and it's just,
well,
so
you know,
they all have good points in their things.
But, I think so, too.
You know,
I think let me interrupt you there just for a quick second. Your senator, Mitch McConnell, summed it up best. He said it was actually pretty discouraging leaving the room. It's pretty much of the same thing that we've seen. Nothing different came out of this. Nothing new or exciting or anything that's going to make anyone change their minds. The few points that they all agreed upon were the same things that they've been agreeing upon pretty much after this day-long meeting. Nothing's changed.
Well, you know, absolutely. It's still politics. It's still, I'm a Democrat. I'm a Republican.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think Reagan did a lot of great things. And when you look back at Reagan's term, you know, you had a strong, strong conservative president, and you had a Democratic House and Senate. And they had to learn to work together. When Clinton, and I wasn't a great Clinton fan, but Clinton is 94 to 2000. With him and Newt and the other Republicans, and Clinton learned to reach across them lines and actually be what a politician should be, and that's work with each other. So actually, they're not even playing politics; they're just playing, you know, partisanship up there. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what it takes. And when you got them Democrats and Republicans in there, and it's just like the aide said to the senator, we know, she said, they're wanting, now they had 60, and it was fine. Let's go all the way. We'll vote on this. We're going to get it passed by December, you know. And as soon as they think they may have lost that 60th vote, now they want the reconciliation. Let's do it 51-49. Let's just get 51 votes through, and that's all we need. And we're doing it for the American people, and they haven't listened to the American people. I've seen a poll that after watching it, 95% of the American people have not changed their opinion on it.
Mm-hmm.
That were polled.
Right.
And that was Rasmussen. That's a pretty big poll. I mean, that's a pretty big number that tells you that, you know what, the 95% that did not want it, or the 100% that, you know, the 55% didn't want it, 95% of them has stayed the same.
Right.
They don't want it. So, you know, is if you've got that senator in your state or that congressman, you know, whichever way he needs to, it's going to have to go to get amended. You know, you got to remember that if they're voting against you, you know, people always say we need term limits on senators. That may be true, but there's you can always vote them out. I mean, we make their term limits and we end their term limits.
That's right. That's absolutely right. The power is with the people for, you know, not just calling radio shows, but calling senators' offices and Congress people and letting them know how you feel, and they do react. You know that. You've seen that, Stu. We've seen that in the time we've done America Tonight. When people start to pound the pavement, then there is action because they're playing for more years. They want to be reelected.
Exactly. And I got to tell you one last thing. My oldest daughter's 17. She'll be 18 September. In Kentucky, we have a 6-month on your permit, then you go a year on an intermediate license, and you get your regular licenses, you hold to your 21. So then she said, Dad, let's go up there and get these licenses. So we went up there and got it. He said, you know, you want to be an organ donor. And as a father, you know, the parent, I'm like, yeah, she wants to be an organ donor. The lady's like, Dad, stand back, let her make her own decisions, whatever. So she makes her decision. So they said, which she said yes. So they said, you want to register to vote? She said, well, I won't be 18 until September. They said, well, that's right. They said, how we do it is we go ahead and put it in whether you want to or not. It's just you can't vote till you're 18. So she said, yes. She said, I definitely want to vote. She said, that's a big thing in our house. So they said, what party do you want? So I stood back and I kind of listened. She said, I want a Democrat. The lady said, do I? And my buddy's the clerk there in the county, and he says, oh, what? And I said, nah. She said, I'm kidding. Republican, Dad. I'm just kidding. And he said, whoo, I know you didn't have those D words in your house. I said, no, we don't. Thanks, Jade. Have a good weekend.
That's good. She pulled a fast one on you. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, Stu. Hey, I promise, everybody hang on. We're going to be locked and loaded and get to you as soon as we turn the corner here on America Tonight.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C., until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Waiting. Thanks. I appreciate that, everybody. Is how we roll here on America Tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between. Let's go to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark.
Everybody gets a filibuster, so here I go.
Go ahead.
All right. A couple of topics. You mentioned one. Well, here we go. I appreciated Dr. Colburn's stressing to the fake president about the amount of fraud that takes place in Medicare and Medicaid. Very important topic because, as you well know, a couple of years ago, the New York Times did a 9,000-page report on just in New York, my home state, New York State, of the, it was New York City, the $44 billion they spent on Medicaid. And he mentioned this. $18 billion of it was in fraud. We have a huge budget deficit in New York because of reckless spending and everything else. And listen, folks, I'm a union member. I have a Cadillac health plan. Mm-hmm. But I'm like your typical male. I don't use it and abuse it. And I'd gladly pay for my own health care if you would just let me buy my own insurance without mandates. But I'll get back to that. So anyway, he tried to mention to Obama how much fraud there is in just in New York State. $18 billion out of $44 billion. That was 2 years ago in the budget. So you can imagine what it is around the country. And Obama has, much to our dismay, he has cut money to investigate fraud. I talked to you about that a couple months ago. So if he's, you know, when he tells these senators to give back to topics or he doesn't want to face this, This is just one of the reasons why I could only watch part of it, but Dr. Colburn was very correct in bringing this topic up about the massive fraud in Medicaid and these medical suppliers. And I know there's a lot of them around the Bronx and Manhattan, and they get people, you know, doctors, patients, and the suppliers to sign off on this. If we could just infiltrate that, if we go after Medicaid fraud like Obama wants to, you know, Bloomberg wants to go after illegal guns, we could cut out a lot of the fraud in Medicaid and be on a path to paying for this. And you talked about the Congressional Budget Office, but that's been politicized. So they come out with the numbers that this administration wants to cut, you know, on its side to make the budget spend the trillions that we can't even afford.
Yeah, but they're bogus numbers too, because they're only guesstimates. They don't know.
Right. They have no idea. Even
it's more than whatever they say. Absolutely.
The scaled down plan that he's talking about, still, just very quickly, Massachusetts under Deval Patrick, which Obama stole most of his speeches from, Tennessee, and my home state of New York, we have 51 or more than 51 mandates for insurance policies, so much so that a $264 a month plan for someone in California would cost $1,200 a month here, because the politicians and the insurance companies, who he has hired lobbyists in the White House by the insurance companies to help write this freaking health care bill, they put mandates in, they mandate you to purchase this coverage if you don't need it. But he doesn't want to look at this, so he's going to failed policies in Massachusetts, Tennessee, and here in New York, and he's using them as examples that somehow we're going to save money over the next 10 years. It's just a freaking fallacy. And just one other point. You talk about reconciliation. The Democrat Party will be savage. They'll lose everything come the next election if we get that far. Mm-hmm. If they use reconciliation.
I agree.
Reconciliation, 51 to 49. Our government is a representative republic, not a democracy. America, you don't want a democracy, because in a democracy, the minority rights are just pushed aside. The minorities, no matter what your specific thing is, if you're in a minority, in a representative republic, your views, as far as who you elect, have to be representative. He does reconciliation 51 to 49. You can forget about it. Your government is, I've been saying this already, it's pretty much over with. But you can't have reconciliation, only in appropriations bills. But if you're going to go back and do that, there was a bill, and I haven't talked about guns in a long time, but it lost by two votes to pass your gun license being like your driver's license. Well, I say, you know what? Instead of having a 60-vote majority in that, a supermajority, go back to reconciliation for that gun license vote. See, they won't do that. They're trying to ram this through, and they think that American people, even dummies like me, don't understand what reconciliation is about. They said, oh, people are not concerned with the process. Mm. Yes, we are, because we don't want to see our government and the process that destroyed. Use the filibuster. We got plans on the table. People can figure it out. If he doesn't care, he just wants to ram it through. So if they do ram it through, come the election time, whoever the hell gets in there, whether it's another Democrat, a Republican, Independent, a Tea Party, or a Martian from Mars, reverse it all and tell the president, take your birth certificate and impeach the SOB. I'll call you Sunday. Thanks, baby.
All right, fired up. He was unplugged tonight. How about that, Mark? And he's right. I mean, we're frustrated beyond all get out. You can see that in the polls across the board, whatever it is. It's like he says, saying whoever is next, whatever, Martian, whoever gets in, it's that frustration that is bubbling over for all of us and what we're seeing, that log jam and nonsense, the hot air coming out of the Capitol. But I certainly have grandstanded enough on that as well. Let's go to our pal Sam in Montreal, who's been waiting patiently, probably to brag about the women on the ice. Hey, Sam.
No.
No?
I was crying just a few minutes ago.
You were crying? Figure skating?
Yeah.
I know.
She won a bronze.
I know. And isn't it tremendous? And let's tell everyone about it, because you were watching. I only saw what came down on the web. I saw her earlier skate,
right. But
not the one tonight. And you're talking about Joni Frechette. So talk about what that moment was like when she won the bronze medal. What was it like at the arena?
When the last skater who skated, by the way, wasn't American, for some reason her total took a little while longer to come up, and I'm thinking, this is too close to call. But then when they showed it and she had less points than Joni, I mean, it was like the whole place just erupted.
Mm.
You know, so.
So she loses her mother, and everybody knows the story.
Right.
And this Canadian ends up taking the bronze. And it was a pretty, you know, the figure skating, that was not a layup for her. That was huge for her. I mean, that was incredible for her, let's be honest, to get that medal. And I say bravo to that because,
you know,
do we have some applause? Do we have some applause for this young woman who lost her mother at the eve of this, you know, days before her Olympics, and here she comes out and is able to keep it together enough to skate herself into a bronze medal. How about all those folks in Minneapolis? Any applause for Joni Frechette, the Canadian? Oh, they've gone. They've all gone home. We're going to have to applaud for her. Woo!
I know, you can laugh at, I mean, I know, now I'm being serious, Kate. You can laugh at it. But right now, how do you think she feels?
Oh, I think she feels, like she did this for her mother. Are you kidding?
Right. Like
I mean, she said afterwards that it was a life project with her mother.
Right.
She said that, you know, this is something that at least she can take out of what happened in Vancouver. Because I can't imagine it. I'm very close to my mother, who's a fabulous, you know, wonderful human being, gives back to people. And if that happened to me, I got to be honest, Sam, I don't think I could, even if I was a world-class athlete, I don't know that I could pull off what she pulled off.
I agree. Like, after she finished skating, she, you know, she looked to the sky and just threw a kiss to her mother.
Ugh.
So.
Yeah. I mean, that may be the best medal, honestly. That may be one of the best medals that the Canadians got.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to gloat about the hockey game because, hey, we didn't destroy you 2-0. I mean, we scored 2 goals in the first period, and from then on, our Canadian goalie just kept us in the game. Okay, so, you know, it was that close to a hockey game. But the referee from Norway was calling everything under the sun.
Yeah.
Except in the last few minutes of the third period when she put her whistle away. Okay, and let's see. Now, we still have a chance. You know, I hate to gloat, but we're going to win at least 2 more medals in a sport which I know some Americans don't like, curling.
Yeah.
Because both our teams are in the gold medal games.
Yeah.
And okay, like I said, if it's US and Canada in a gold medal game on Sunday, same bet as last week.
Same bet as last week for the men?
Yep.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
So we'll see. Either you're singing the Star Spangled Banner or I'm going to be singing Oh Canada.
Are people still sending emails or have they stopped already?
No, people were very, you know, to be honest, Sam, people were very nice about your rendition. They really were. See, that's the thing. You did it. You honored the bet. And that's
right.
What people were looking for. You didn't get out of it. You did it.
Right.
And bravo for you for making the bet and honoring it. We'll see if it's going to be a double dip or me.
And that I knew the words, too.
Yeah, exactly. That you knew the words was huge.
Okay, get ready, lady, because I have the strange feeling you're going to repay.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Okay, bye, Sunday night.
Let's hope I'm not singing Oh Canada. Oh, my goodness. I can only hope that doesn't happen. Everybody will be tuned in for that one. Thomas Huxley said there is no greater mistake than the hasty conclusion that opinions are worthless because they are badly argued. Ooh, that is really food for thought.